Hi, besties. Welcome back to the It's Naptime podcast. If you're new here, thank you for, opening up the episode and giving it a listen. I hope you enjoy your stay and hope you find some other episodes that, just speak to you and get to know and love the community here. As you guys know, there was no episode last week, and I honestly hate not providing an episode, but I have no idea how this happened, but a few days ago, more like a week ago actually now, I get canker sores like crazy, typically from, I know that you can get them from stress, but I typically get them from like biting my cheek or my lip or eating a sharp chip and it like stabs me. And, but somehow I outdid myself and literally bit a chunk off of my tongue. Sorry if that's disgusting or TMI, but I could not eat or drink and could like barely talk for what felt like a week. Whenever I have a really painful canker sore, I will just put on some of the Orajel like ointment, but this one was so bad, guys. Like, I will spare you the details. But it was so bad. Obviously, I was putting the like medicine on, but if you've used that, you know it only works for like X amount of time. And but yeah, it just of where it was in my mouth, that whole entire side of my mouth was numb, and I could not talk like a normal person. So there's that. I'm very sorry, but I will make it up to you guys, and I'm going to be dropping a little bonus episode in a few days here. I don't know what day this is going to be released at. Today is actually Thursday, the day that the episode would have launched. So I'm trying to decide like what day I want to drop this, if I want this to be next week's episode on Thursday, or if I want this to just be like released in a few days here. But either way, I'm going to give you guys two episodes this coming week. So very excited for that. And I hope that you guys, aren't mad at me. But if you guys missed me, and if you're following on the Instagram, you would know that I was on Darian's podcast, like you guys know. And the second part of our episode, so part two of two, dropped on Wednesday. So in current time, that was yesterday. But that was the second part of our quarter life crisis episode. And in real time, so today is Thursday the 27th, my podcast episode with the Likewise Girlies, Sam and Issa, is going to be dropping on Saturday. So that will definitely be such a fun one to listen to. If you guys have not already, definitely go and give it a listen. It's all about girlhood, nostalgia, basically everything that I talk about either every single episode or every other episode. Speaking of my best friend's birthday, Sammy, was yesterday on the 26th. So everyone say happy belated birthday to my bitch. And tomorrow on the 28th will be Peach's 4th birthday. And, makes me so sad, but she will be my little baby doll forever. Trying to think of what other life updates I have, because I think that was truly it. If you follow on the podcast Instagram, you would know, but I have not really had a break with my body in the last probably 3 weeks. I had, it wasn't a sty, but it's just easier to call it a sty. My eye was infected it wasn't even infected. It was inflamed and I literally could not see out of it for about 3 days. So it, it's just easy to classify that as a sty. And then once that healed, I had stomach bug for like 2 or 3 days, but I was giving skinny. And now I have, recovering from me, I guess, biting a chunk off my tongue, which, gross. I'm so excited for the 4th of July. It's always one of my favorite holidays. And, it's giving warm. It's giving those firecracker popsicles. It's a great day to have a drink in your hand and to just, be proud, be patriotic, and spend it outside, watch the fireworks. I love watching fireworks. They are. I love that fireworks aren't just for the 4th of July, but you know, they're kind of like. It's giving 4th of July whenever there are fireworks. I truly think that that is everything for the life updates. Not much has been going on. You guys should definitely follow on my personal and my podcast Instagram because I'm always spamming my stories. So sometimes I do forget little details, but truly of the important things going on, I think I covered it all. So without further ado, today's topic episode is all about the uncomfortable truths. Now, when you hear someone say the uncomfortable truth, at least when I think of it, it is something that, I mean, maybe it sounds so obvious to some people, but it feels like an uncomfortable truth is something that obviously it's a truth and it's uncomfortable, but why is it uncomfortable? You know, is it an uncomfortable truth because you don't want to hear it and you don't want to acknowledge it, you don't want to, identify with it? Now, doing just a quick Google search of an uncomfortable truth. To be precise, by an uncomfortable truth, one can mean a fact or a private desire which isn't craved by whoever else is involved. By not sharing the same desires, this can lead to an uncomfortable truth. So, I mean, I guess that kind of goes in line with what I assume an uncomfortable truth is, but I truly think that life, obviously you are, met face to face with a lot of decisions or a lot of forks in the road that you have to overcome or just hard tasks that you have to complete. And I think that, at least for myself personally, one uncomfortable truth that I have had to, come face to face with is what exactly I do want out of this life. And I only say that it's an uncomfortable truth because my deepest desires, it's not always so easy to realize that, if that's making any sense. It's not always easy to understand what you actually want. And I truly think that has a lot to do with just being in your 20s and doing soul searching and trying to figure out what truly makes you happy. What is your passion in this world? What makes you feel like you are full of purpose? And the reason why I say that it's not always extremely easy to acknowledge or bring your deepest desires to the forefront of your brain is because there are so many opinions about you out there in the world, whether if it's your friends, your family, your coworkers, your classmates, your teachers, your coaches, random fucking people on the internet. And I'm not saying that all of those people's opinions need to mean something to you or that they need to take up space in your mind or even play a factor into your decision process of what you want to do in life. But again, for me personally, I have always felt the weight of others' eyes on me, regardless if they even mean to put that pressure on me. I truly don't believe that all of the people in my life, even if they haven't been in my life for years, even if they just played a small chapter, I don't think all of them realize the weight of their presence in my life. And honestly, it's not something that they did, but it's something that I put on them just because I'm kind of like an intense and very passionate person. So anyone that's in my life, I honestly, sometimes subconsciously, assign a role to them and they don't meet up to that role. So at the end of the day, if they truly, don't really care about me, but in the back of my mind, I think that they're judging me, but in reality, they're not thinking twice about me. So again, back to my point, I put a lot of like weight and eggs in multiple baskets of people in my life, and I have always, for the longest time, been so aware of other people's perceptions of me, and it's something that I'm still working on to this day. But it has been something, probably from the time that I had to decide where I was going to college, that I knew I was going to be doing something that went against the grain of a lot of people in my life that I loved and that loved me. For example, when I went to college, I obviously, if you're not new here, you know that I grew up and lived most of my life in Arizona. And I went to college in Florida, which, if you know anything about, a map and you have the slightest knowledge of geography, which, if you don't, we are twins because that's one thing that I will always suck at. Geography, history, the things that don't change for some reason are just very hard to click in my head. But anyways, I digress. When I said that I was going to Florida for college, honestly, I kind of held that in a little bit before I, was jumping for joy and shouting it from the rooftops and telling everyone that I could that I was, getting the hell out of my hometown. I knew that it was going to hurt so many people. I knew it was going to hurt my best friends, but did I do it to hurt them? Absolutely not. Were they mad at me? Are they still mad at me? Absolutely not. But I know that if I was staying in Arizona and one of my best friends moved away, even just one state, it would crush me because I, in the back of my mind, had most likely mapped out what we were going to do for the next 4 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years. And that's just, what you do when you love someone and care about someone. I knew that me going to Florida was going to, I mean, I don't think it hurt my dad's feelings, but I knew it was going to hurt my mom's feelings. And I love my mom and dad more than anything, but I know that me going so far away for college was a big shock to a lot of people, which at the end of the day, no one is upset with me, right? No one is mad at me, but I think that that was one of the biggest and first decisions in my life where people were like, what the hell? I know even my grandparents were like, that's a really far place to go for college. Like, are you sure you're up for that? Friends, teachers. But then there were the people who, were rooting me on no matter what. And at the end of the day, I still went, right? Then I would say the next uncomfortable truth was when I was, in college and figuring out what I want to do with my life, trying to figure out what sorority I wanted to rush, trying to figure out all of these things. And again, I am someone that places so much weight and value in other people's opinions, even if they haven't given it a second thought. Even if someone was upset with me for, I don't know, living in my sorority house 1 year, because a lot of my friends freshman year of college did not rush. So even if one of those friends were upset with me, they probably didn't even think about it a week later, but it would eat me alive knowing that someone that. Okay, pause. One thing that I just absolutely love about living in a busy city is how loud people are with their, motorcycles, whatever. I hate it. Girl, I hate it. Anyways, I'm someone that places so much weight and value in other people that sometimes I end up not doing things that I truly want to do just to please other people. And honestly, uncomfortable truths and people pleasing in my eyes go hand in hand because it's like if you are a people pleaser, you do not want to put yourself in an awkward or uncomfortable position and say no to someone or go against what someone's saying because it might upset them. And you want something different than what they want, so it's going to be uncomfortable for one of the two of you. And if you're a people pleaser, you're most likely going to be the first person to fold. Moving on from other uncomfortable truths that I have experienced and kind of just like giving an overview of what it is, I truly think that in this lifetime, you are going to be faced with multiple uncomfortable truths. Whether if that is discovering something about yourself and realizing that maybe that dream that you're chasing after is no longer your dream, I know that is a big reality check that I've experienced in my lifetime so far. One of my biggest dreams when I was in college was to work at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and be on the marketing team, be on the fundraising team, and that was my dream for, I would say, all 4 years of college. Now, when I realized that that was probably not going to be in my immediate path after college, that was something that was probably the toughest pill that I had to swallow thus far. And I doubt that I'm the only one that can relate to that, especially when it's something that you've been dreaming of or just something that you have just assumed would be in your life path and then it's not. And you have to kind of come to terms with that. And that can cause a lot of emotional turmoil and kind of cause a lot of spiraling and being extremely down on yourself because when something doesn't work out or when you have to come face to face with reality and it is something that's uncomfortable and it is something that's not pleasant, but it is the hard facts of the situation, it can cause you to feel extreme self-doubt. It can cause you to look down on yourself. It can truly cause you to be depressed. And if that's ever something that any of you have experienced, just know that you are definitely not alone. I know that I'm not the only person out there that has experienced that. And if you ever feel like you're alone in that, just know that no one really, yes, there are people that do this, but out of the entire population, not every single person is going to go on their platform, on their podcast, and talking to every single person listening out there about their problems, about their shortcomings, about their failures. It is not very common for someone to just, yap about the shit they've gone through because a lot of people, I mean, it is ego-based and obviously I have an ego as well, but in my eyes, talking about my failures and my shortcomings and my struggles, it allows me to create a community where people can feel less alone because the amount of people that go through the same shit every single day, every single month, every single year might even be living the exact same lives, essentially, but no one ever knows it. It truly is sad. And I think that if a lot more people were open, now I'm not telling everyone to go, get on their Instagram or Facebook or create a podcast and just talk about their daily struggles because it is uncomfortable. It is something that you, once you start putting out there, it's like, oh shit, anyone can perceive this, anyone can listen to this, and there's really no going back now. And it can kind of feel like if you know someone that's listening to you, talk about, the not so amazing things in your life, and if you're using social media as more than just a highlight reel, it can kind of feel like, oh wow, like someone has something on me, but at the end of the day, you're the one choosing to put it out there. So you should feel like you are taking your power back and not that like someone just knows a dirty little secret about you. If you are brave enough to put it out there, just know that you are serving someone, whether if you know it or not, whether if anyone ever reaches out to you and says it or not. I've had so many people reach out to me after sharing certain things on episodes saying how much it has helped them and made them feel less alone, and it truly does just make not even the podcast worth it, but the fact that I continue to keep going every single day and overcome my struggles and face adversity, it really does make a difference when even just that one person reaches out and said, "Hey, you helped me today." So that was my little rant about that and how every single person in this world is going to face an uncomfortable truth. And it can truly be just something as simple as like your favorite color is no longer purple, or maybe you're better at being, I don't know, maybe you're better at being a sales person than you are working in the marketing department. It can be something so little, or it can be something so big, but at the end of the day, if it's something that you did not expect or doesn't go with the ways that everyone expects you to go, it can be an uncomfortable truth, and it doesn't mean that your world is ending. It doesn't mean that, you are an uncomfortable person, or that everything about you or everything about the situation is uncomfortable. I think if you are able to acknowledge a situation and, take it at face value and fully immerse yourself in something, you can take the power back of it and no longer make it this big, daunting, scary thing. Now, say that you are face to face with an uncomfortable truth, whether if it's big or little, how do you accept it? So, after looking up some ways of how to accept it and racking my own brain on ways to accept an uncomfortable truth, this is what I found after Googling it, and I think I already hit some of these points without even really realizing it, but here we go. Don't judge your discomfort. That's exactly what I was saying by, if you can own it, it's no longer an uncomfortable thing. I mean, hell yeah, it might still be an uncomfortable thing, but it's nothing to be like embarrassed by any means. Number two, go towards it instead of away from it. Number three, clear the slate. Number four, ask good questions. Number five, admit what you don't know. And in my opinion, that can be even just to yourself. It doesn't have to be to people. It doesn't have to be like this big thing. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example of something why you would need to admit what you don't know. Maybe you're in a corporate setting and you thought that you were doing great on something, but in reality you weren't, or the whole team thought you were going to go a different direction with something. Admitting what you don't know and asking good questions, it doesn't have to be the sense of like, oh, I don't know anything and help me. It can be literally you just saying what they were expecting of you. Educate and seek answers. Up your listening skills and be prepared to make mistakes. Now, I think being prepared to make mistakes is a great piece of advice for anything, not even just with accepting an uncomfortable truth, just in life. I am working so hard on not being such a perfectionist because I think that it holds me back. And if you can relate, I think it holds us back from so many amazing things out there because Rome wasn't built in a day. There are so many actors and actresses whose first, second, third, 10th movie flopped and they still have not won. What would it be? Is that an Emmy? I don't know. They still haven't won, something to acknowledge their work in the industry for years. There are so many examples of people who didn't quote unquote make it until they were 40, 50, 60. And I think that that is so beautiful and inspiring because one thing about this day and age and this generation is we see overnight success happen, not every single day, but at least a couple times a year. There are people who started as, I don't want to say nothing, but they started on a small scale and one video blows up on TikTok and they are now a very well-known name, whether if they're just an influencer or if they're just someone that, just makes videos and they're not even trying to get into the influencer Hollywood, whatever space. We see so much instant gratification this day and age because obviously social media, and that's not a bad thing. I think that things like this were happening way before social media. People were being discovered, people were being scouted, people were being signed on to teams that you didn't necessarily know about because there wasn't a blog coming out about it or a social media post or an interview literally at your fingertips. So I think those are some great ways to accept an uncomfortable truth and just know that, as I love to say, when you tell God your plans, he just looks at you and laughs because whether if you're religious or not, no next day has been lived. Like tomorrow has not been lived yet, so you have no idea what could possibly happen that next day. Every day, whether if you want to acknowledge it or not, even if you feel you live the most boring day-to-day, simple routine life, every single day is a new adventure and it is yours to make into that. So I hope that that gave you guys some, little boost of encouragement and a little positive pep talk. And just know that no one has any idea what they're doing out here, guys. Some people are a lot better at faking it than others, and I am proud of you for even just waking up today and doing the damn thing, no matter if you did it at an 80%, 100%, 20%. I'm proud of you, okay? last segment is we're going to get into our random thoughts, guys, and I want to talk about life before emojis real quick. Now, I know you can just do a little colon and a parenthesis and send a smiley face or a semicolon and parenthesis and send a winky face, but life before emojis, I'm someone that if someone puts a period at the end of their text, I'm like, oh, they're mad at me. I had a phone before emojis. I don't know how long before, but I definitely had two or three flip phones before like the iPhone came out. And I don't recall if iPod Touches had emojis. I mean, they might have, but life before emojis was, it was giving dull, it was giving bleak, it was giving email, it was giving pigeon mail. I'm sorry, but it was. And I am just, emojis are one of the most amazing things to come from this day and age. And the last thought of the day, because I need to know, why do we have a Powerade and Gatorade? I am a Gatorade girly through and through. Powerade, like, it's okay, but Gatorade just, it just hits, okay? And the train is coming by, so I'm going to wrap this up and hope that it does not interrupt me. And there it is. Well, anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love you so much. As always, hot bitches, respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. Don't forget to follow us on the podcast Instagram at It's Nap Time Podcast. My personal is Natalie X Palik. Please, please, please give the podcast a 5-star rating and review so that more people can, enjoy their weekly nap time. I hope you guys enjoyed. Just remember, you are so full of love, purpose, and I just love you so much. And I will talk to you in a few days for our bonus episode. Bye.